This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the great Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, once asked a Holocaust survivor, "How did you retain your spirit and your will to live? How did you survive? The Nazis brutalized you, the deprivation of food, drink, sleep. Your family was murdered before your eyes. How did you retain your spirit? How did you continue?" And the survivor said, "Indeed, the Nazis took everything away from us. Not only that, they didn't allow us to perform any mitzvahs. Not tzitzis, not tefillin. They took us out early in the morning. We were marched back late at night after dark. There was nothing we could do. There's only one thing the Nazis couldn't take away from us, and that is the moon. They couldn't take the moon from us. There were Jews in the camp who calculated the calendar, and they had a cheshbon, they had a calculation when the moon would reappear. And then someone in the barracks would announce, "Men ken machin kiddush levana." We could say kiddush levana. We raised our eyes heavenward, and we said the bracha. When we came to the words, "Vela levana omar shetischadish," God said to the moon to renew itself. "Ateres teferes laamusei baten." The moon is a crown of glory to the Jewish people. How is the moon a crown of glory to the Jewish people? The bracha continues, "Shehim asidim l'hischadish kamoisa." The Jewish people are destined to renew themselves like the new moon. The moon, after falling out of vision, after losing the rays of the sun, again it is reborn, it catches the rays of the sun, and it begins to reappear. Every month, the moon has a rebirth, and so too, the Jewish people will have a rebirth and will have a renaissance. And when we came to these words, "Shehem asidim l'schadish kamoisa," that the Jewish people will likewise be renewed, that gave us strength, that gave us chizuk. And what a rebirth our nation has had. Who could have ever imagined, after the destruction of European Jewry, to have a Torah renaissance, the likes of which we are experiencing today, the rebirth of Torah in Eretz Yisrael, a mirror yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael with 8,000 Talmidim, a Lakewood yeshiva, shuls, batei kneisiyos, Torah institutions across the world. Shehim asidim l'hischadish kamoisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Jewish people, "HaChodesh hazeh lochem." This new moon is for you, says Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying the renewal of the moon needs to be utilized and is given as a gift for the Jewish people to instruct us of our possibility of rejuvenation. Jewish people were wallowing in Egypt. We were languishing. We were on the 49th level of Tumah. Had we remained there a moment longer, we would have fallen to the point of no return. We were enslaved in forced labor for generations. We had a slave morale. We had low self-esteem. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells Moshe, "Go tell the Jewish people I'm going to take them out for the most glorious mission in the history of the world, to be a light unto the nations, to receive the Torah." And the Jewish people would say, "What? Us? We're slaves. We're tamei." So as an introduction, Hashem says to Moshe, "HaChodesh hazeh lachem." The moon is for you, is a model for you, that just like the moon after complete disappearance has a rebirth, so too the Jewish people will have a rebirth. And on an individual level, sometimes an individual falls into a rut, falls into darkness, feels despondent. Will I be successful in my tefillah, in my learning, in my relationships? It hasn't been going well. I've fallen into darkness. So Hashem says, "HaChodesh hazeh lachem." This moon is for you. Look at the rejuvenation of the moon. Past performance is not a barometer of future outcome. You see, the nations of the world, they go by the sun. The sun is static. It is tomorrow what it was yesterday. It doesn't wax, it doesn't wane. there's no rebirth of the sun. And therefore, there's no rejuvenation for the nations of the world, and there's no possibility for tshuva. Because we are linked to the moon, therefore, the darkness and the difficulties of yesterday have no bearing on tomorrow. This was the message Hashem gave the Jewish people in Egypt. You can have a rebirth and a rejuvenation. And this is the message of the mitzvah HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem for us throughout the generations. We can always turn the page. We can always recreate ourselves, start again, start anew with Siyanta Deshmaya, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring us to our full glory until the great day of the coming of Mashiach. Shehem Asidim Lehizchadesh Kamoisa, where the Jewish people nationally will be renewed. Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem. Wishing everyone a wonderful week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.